It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com. This show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC is all about you, the wonderful listening audience. Every single week, we seek out an interview, C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. You'll gain business advice and strategies on so many industries and professions, including corporate culture, emerging technologies, real estate, leadership, strategic planning, sales, entrepreneurship, financial planning, marketing, time management, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll certainly gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. Before we begin, a couple of thank yous. Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, Meira Beitler, Dina Student, and the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays such an important role for the show, including Rena Teitelbaum. Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin at ABC, 77 WABC, thank you. And a special thank you to the recent guests. In fact, I want to take a minute out to run through some of the recent guests that we've had on our show. And they're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. On WABCBizRadio.com, that site has all the prior episodes. The one we had with Jay Baer, Brian Solis, Doug Pritchard, Captain Sully Sullenberger, Josh Moore, General Manager at Uber, Shep Hyken, Paul Massey of Cushman & Wakefield, Todd Buchholz, the former White House Director of Economic Policy, Jack Canfield, Joe Hart, the CEO of Dale Carnegie, Renee Reinsberg, VP of Emerging Products at GoDaddy. That's just to name a few. There's over 50 episodes that are already up. Dan Sullivan, Steven Sadov, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Stephen Aldrich, Chief Product Officer at GoDaddy, and so many others. They're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. The iTunes is there. It's free. Or you could just click on it and listen on the spot. Many of them have a video attached with it as well. It's all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Well, without further ado, we have an incredible guest this evening. Sergey Petrosov is the CEO of JetSmarter. Many in the audience perhaps have not heard about it. This is one show, if you travel, or if you have friends that travel, tell them to tune in now because this show is all about a game changer, about a disruptor in the travel industry. Sergey is listed as one of Forbes' 30 under 30 this year for 2016. Prior to founding JetSmarter, Sergey started two IT companies. JetSmarter, just before we get into the actual interview, just for those that are sitting at the edge of your seat, is a revolutionary service which makes private jet travel affordable and simple via a really great app. Therefore, we encourage the listeners to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you're guaranteed to walk away with real knowledge on the future of corporate travel, creating a real disruptor, and launching breakthrough innovation. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Sergey Petrosov. Sergey, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for that introduction.
Yeah, well, first off, I mean, can you explain for our audience, those that are just not familiar, what is JetSmarter all about?
The fundamental concept that we came across, that I came across in 2009, is that there's a lot of idle time on private airplanes. You know, the average airplane is only flying about 200 hours a year in private format, and they could be flying close to 1,200 hours a year. And we figured that if we could buy up this idle time and break it up by the seats, we could lower the cost very significantly and allow people to fly private. And flying private is a completely different experience versus commercial. You don't have to go through a commercial airport. You don't wait in these long TSA lines. You're not in this massive airport. You can show up 5 minutes before your flight. You have a great intimate experience. And if you're sharing an airplane with like-minded people, the community that you're in with is very cool. And that's what we've been able to create is we've democratized the private aviation space significantly by lowering the cost of flying private. And you can join JetSmarter for as little as $15,000 for the first year and $10,000 thereafter. and you actually can hop on existing flights in our program. We offer north of 120 flights a day all over the world. And if you're a member and it's an existing flight, you can hop on it. And if you want to create a flight, you can, meaning you set your own time and date. You can create a flight that's on your own time. And we do that, and we connect to over 3,200 airplanes around the world, flying to 172 different countries. So high level, that's what JetSmarter is all about. We're about democratizing private aviation. We're making it more affordable, accessible, and we're creating a new lifestyle for people.
Now, I'm going to pick this apart from a couple of different sides, because this is like really too good to be true for many, many individuals that are corporate travelers. First of all, you mentioned 172 worldwide destinations.
Yeah, so we fly into 172 different countries. You can charter an airplane. We connected to about 3,200 different airplanes around the world, and you can charter an airplane into 172 different countries, pretty much anywhere in the world, as long as it's not a sanctioned country or a war zone.
Right.
And then our shared flights is a product we call it Shuttle. Our shuttles right now, we have 42 routes around the world. Some big popular routes in the United States are like New York to South Florida or New York to LA. And those flights are flying nearly every single day. And if you're a member of the program, if there's an available seat, you hop on it, and that's complimentary included in your membership. If you want to create a flight on your own time, that you'd pay extra for, and we have the most cost-effective charter solution on the market, because you don't have to actually charter a whole airplane. You can charter by the seat and let the community fill up the rest of the seats.
Now, I of course, there are differences, but many in the listening audience will naturally try to make comparisons to Uber, and there are differences. But I want the listening audience to realize the level of guest that we have that we're speaking with this evening. Sergey Petrosov is the founder and CEO, the chairman of JetSmarter. This is one incredible concept. I mean, let me ask you a question. At what point, I'm sure you've done the numbers on this, at what point is there that threshold that it just makes sense for someone that flies? Is it like a certain amount of trips, a certain amount that he's spending a year? I mean, I know you mentioned $15,000 is the membership year one. What point does it really make sense that it becomes a no-brainer for a business traveler to sign up and join JetSmarter?
Yeah, so making sense probably doesn't have to come from the form of a financial point of view. It could make sense from a lifestyle perspective, from stress levels to wanting to meet other like-minded people. So, the amount of stress and time that you lose when you go through a commercial airport, that all has value, right?
Right.
The time that you save has value. The stress relieved has value. And then also the people that you meet on the plane. So if we talk about from a business perspective, the people that you meet on the plane, a lot of our members say, is far worth more than the transportation of me having to get from point A to point B.
Amazing.
There's a lot of added value in our program that isn't just associated with your seat of getting from point A to point B. And it just depends on the individual.
Right.
What we like to say is that you're in comparison to what private aviation used to cost, meaning a flight from New York to South Florida would cost you as much as $15,000 to charter a whole airplane. Here, you pay $15,000 a year, and you can fly as many times as you want between New York and Florida. So you put apples to apples together, it's immense value. And then when you add in, if you were flying commercial, let's say you were spending less flying commercial, and you fly to Florida, and maybe you flew only five times a year, but you want to change your lifestyle, so you're willing to pay more just to change your lifestyle, to remove that stress from your life. And then you might meet another business partner. You might meet a new friend on the airplane, and that has all incremental value. So it just depends on the person of what they're going to get out of JetSmarter and how they view it.
Now, in the New York, New Jersey area, which airports work within JetSmarter?
So we primarily fly out of Teterboro and the Westchester County White Plains Airport. Those are the most prominent private aviation airports in New York City. Mm-hmm. And if you create a flight, meaning if you want to initiate your own flight, you can choose to fly from the airport that's nearest to you. But when you fly out of the airport, even if you fly out of like JFK, mm-hmm. There are private terminals. You don't actually go through the regular airport. You go through a private aviation experience as a private small terminal. You literally pull your car up right to the plane. So it's a totally different experience no matter which airport you fly out of.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that. This is too crazy. 5 minutes before the flight? I mean, like, are you for real? It's unbelievable.
I'm for real, yeah. that's what private aviation is all about. You know, it's always been used. A lot of people, when you look at it from the outside, you would think, you know, this is a luxury. But in all reality, it's a utility. It's a time savings tool. It's something that creates efficiency in your life. And a lot of businesses have used it just for that. It's the only way you can get from your home to a different city, meet there, then go to a third city, meet there, and then be back home for dinner.
Unreal.
And you can do all that with private aviation, and it's a huge time savings tool.
Unreal. My guest this evening is Sergey Petrazov. He is the CEO and chairman of JetSmarter. This is one incredible disruptor. We're going to continue the conversation in a moment, but five lucky listeners are going to win a free pass to the upcoming C-Suite Network, which is taking place on September 13th right here in Midtown Manhattan, New York. All you have to do is send a text to 66866. Put in the word bottom line as one word, and you'll automatically be entered. You're tuned to the Mind Your Business show right here on 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com. The complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
The excitement and growth never ends for the C-Suite Network. Our 7th conference is coming up quickly. September the 12th and 13th at the New York Times Center in New York City. The C-Suite Network Conference brings together executives from the most successful companies to share their challenges, success, and lessons learned. Attendees will gain insights that are deeply personal and immediately actionable. We've recently brought in speakers such as J.J. Ramberg from MSNBC, Joseph Ripp, the CEO of Time, Inc., Susan Stratberg, co-founder, CEO, and global co-chair of Women Corporate Directors, and Jeffrey Hirsch, CEO of Hirsch Holdings, just to name a few. The event begins Monday night, September the 12th, with a cocktail reception at approximately 5:30. Top business authors are also on hand to share their books and wisdom. Tuesday, September the 13th, is a full day of programming, including panels, keynotes, and interviews. Get registered today.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Sergey Petrosov. He is the chairman, founder, and CEO of JetSmarter. JetSmarter is a real disruptor in the aviation industry. They are basically, again, there are differences, but they are the Uber of the of aviation. And now, you said in a recent interview that the airline industry as a whole is operating in an unsophisticated way. What did you mean by that?
So I was referring to private aviation. So private aviation is highly underutilized. A lot of the companies that manage airplanes, they do run in an unsophisticated way. It's more of like a hobby industry. Mm-hmm. So this, you know, the actual commercial airline and hotel industry has been disrupted, 20 years ago with these revenue management systems that have helped them create dynamic pricing to balance out supply and demand. And private aviation, unfortunately, hasn't had that level of sophistication where, you know, mathematics help balance out pricing, meaning when there's low demand, you should lower your price. There's high demand, you can increase it. That's why you have so much idle time. And this industry, you know, it's actually a misconception that private aviation is for the 1%. Private aviation has been for the, like, the 0.8%, meaning only 150,000 customers actually are driving a $40 billion market in the United States. Wow. It's because people are highly overpaying and abusing airplanes. You know, one third of all the flights in this industry, there's 22,000 private flights every single day in the United States.
Wow.
One third of them are completely empty. There's not a single passenger on them. I mean, they're repositioning to do occupied flights. And then the average airplane is only flying 200 hours a year, when optimally it could be flying 1,200, meaning it's underutilized 5-6 times. So we figured that, well, if we can go and buy up this idle time and then break it up by the seat and run it between specific city pairs, we could, A, run the airplanes highly efficiently, use up the idle time. And the fundamental concept is if we could lower the cost so significantly, is the customer willing to be a bit flexible to fly private? Meaning, traditionally, you have to pay a very high gross amount, and the airplane is extremely flexible to you. Here we're saying, well, if the customer would be okay with departing at 8 p.m. on this day, would they be willing to save a significant amount of money? And the answer turned out to be yes, because at the end of the day, they want to get from point A to point B, and if they have some flexibility, they will, you know, they'll use this form of transportation versus the alternative. And if they need to fly in their own specific time, we've created the most cost-effective solution for flying on your own specific time, because instead of booking the whole plane now, you can book a couple of seats and share the rest of your seats out there, which instead of paying, say, $15,000 to go from New York, Florida, you pay $2,000 to fly on your date and time. And these are, you know, these have drastically opened this market far from 150,000 potential customers. And we like to say we've opened it up to potentially, you know, 3, 4, 5 million customers.
Now, is this what
at the price point?
Yeah. I mean, this is, you mentioned earlier in the interview about democratizing the industry. Is this what you're referring to?
Exactly. Right. We're democratizing it by making it more accessible, by lowering the cost. And but the real difference between low cost and disruption is a behavioral change. And that's really what we're at the forefront of. We've changed people's lifestyles. And the consumers that used to fly private are now changing the way that they're flying private because of a product like ours. And the people that used to fly commercial are changing their lifestyle by experiencing something that's much greater than, say, what commercial air travel provides. And that's at the forefront of what we're doing. Like I say, we're a company created by disruptors for disruptors.
That's a great way of putting it. It's true. Yeah. Now, a recent study by the U.S. Department of Transportation showed that 67% of the industry is controlled by just four airlines. Now, my question is, it's unbelievable. I mean, you're going up against, you know, this is the David and Goliath. I mean, you're going up an industry that two-thirds is controlled by four mega players, right? Because at the end of the day, if they haven't yet, soon they're going to see you as a threat.
Yeah, I mean, that's a funny way to put it, David and Goliath. So commercial air travel is a different form of transport.
Okay.
And we don't really look at it as, you know, a direct competitor per se. I would say that, you know, those are more commuter-like services. And we are, you know, we fit a different means of lifestyle. And what we allow consumers to do is they use our product not just for transportation. They use it because they levitate to this form of lifestyle, the people that they meet, just the convenience of it. So it's not driven really just by price. It's really driven by people wanting to shift their lifestyle. So while it could seem that, you know, the big commercial airlines are competitors, we look at it more as, you know, there's maybe some indirect competition, but just not really. I think that people that, you know, need to fly, you know, once a week between a specific city, commuters, and are looking for the most cost-effective solution, they'll fly that. I mean, airlines are trying to maximize seat capacity,
right,
making rows smaller, making seats smaller.
Right.
We're trying to increase comfort and increase convenience and lifestyle. So it's a bit of a different business, but I'm sure that there are certain overlays, but the target for the airlines probably aren't necessarily our customer.
Right. My guest this evening here on Mind Your Business is Sergey Petrosov. He is the founder, chairman, and CEO of JetSmarter. We're having an incredible conversation about disrupting an industry and corporate air travel. I mean, Sergey, at what point was that aha moment that you said, my gosh, why didn't anyone think of this? I'm starting JetSmarter. Can you describe that moment?
Yeah, so in 2009, a group of friends of mine introduced me to a private jet company, and we took like an experiential flight in South Florida, and I was just totally shocked by the only way that you could book a flight was you had to call in to that company, and you had to like talk to a dispatcher. A couple hours later, they would send you an invoice. And at the bottom of that invoice, it wrote, sign it, scan it, or fax it back. And when I read fax, I was like, sounds like a stock market transaction in the
80s. Kind of 1980s, so, yeah.
Yeah, so I met the owner of that company. I started asking, so why, you know, is there no, like, easy way to go around booking your airplanes? And he told me, he said, no. I was like, what do you mean easy? I was like, well, you know, like, to go on your website and to, like, instantly get a price of where I want to go. And he said, no, that's crazy. Why is that crazy? He says, well, you know, it's a very complicated logistics challenge. He says, you know, when dispatchers get flight requests, they have to calculate maintenance, MRO, if there's pilot availability, if there's weather issues, if there's an owner of the airplane that's the owner approves. So I'm hearing all these things, but being A, inquisitive, B, you know, I've been in technology and work with computer scientists for a while before that, and I say, well, you know, computer science has solved other logistics industries. It doesn't seem like these challenges couldn't be solved with technology. And he said, well, you know, this is a relationship-driven business. And he says, people like to talk on the phone. And after I heard that, I said, well, maybe some people like to talk on the phone. Others may like an instant, transparent experience. And that's when, you know, I saw this and I heard all this, and these weren't the answers that, you know, they weren't the answers that I thought were A, sophisticated, or B, were actually relative. But I thought, okay, you know, maybe this is just a niche industry. But I looked into it then, and I saw that there were 22,000 private flights every single day in the United States. I was like, oh, wow.
And they're all doing it that way, right? They're all doing it with backs.
And then in comparison, there's actually only about 23,000 commercial flights every single day. So they're almost about
That's unbelievable.
About the same. But further looking into it, out of those 22,000 private flights, one-third of them were completely empty. The load on the airplanes was only about 3 passengers out of 10, so 70% of the airplanes were empty.
Wow.
And then the planes were running highly inefficiently, meaning they were only flying about 200 hours a year. And I was like, holy cow, you know, by some estimates, this market was valued at about $40 billion. And it's like the only travel and transportation market that hasn't gone digital, and no sophistication has been brought into it.
Wow.
And that was where really an aha moment is that, you know, this seemed like the one last frontier for travel to go online and digital. And in 2000, I got involved in this space. I started to meet a lot of operators. I got involved with a company in South Florida as a consultant, but I was working on a different technology company at the time, in a totally different space in distance learning. And in 2012, I met actually a Russian scientist that was doing optimization projects for NASA.
Wow.
And I started to build a product that was essentially end-to-end charter solution. I knew a lot of operators in this space. I knew a lot of management companies. And I was really just, it was an R&D project, and I didn't know where it was going to go. About 12 months into it, you know, we had a working system. We were, you know, in real time, we were tracking GPS locations, reading schedules for airplanes. We had about 3,000 airplanes at the time connected. And I started to give it out to like friends, family, people that I knew.
Right.
And after people that did charter before, and they did, you know, searches, and they saw how before they were spending hours and hours on end on phone calls and emails and fax machines, and they instantly got something. We knew that we were onto something. So we decided to launch the company in March 2013. Since then, we've raised a significant amount of capital to allow us to deliver really what our ultimate goal was, is we wanted to buy up a lot of time in the industry and then offer a seat solution. And, we had to take risk initially to fill up and invest into certain routes while, you know, consumer demand builds up and we can start to fill up these airplanes by the seat. And, you know, we're proud to say today that, you know, this year we're estimating to transport about 35,000 unique passengers.
Wow.
In our seat sharing platform. Wow. So it's really gone very far from, you know, a simple idea of wanting to bring this industry digital to now transforming it, not just from it being digital, but to creating a whole new category of air travel. And that's really what we're at the forefront of.
Wow. You're tuned to the Mind Your Business Show with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Sergey Petrosov. He is the founder, chairman, and CEO of JetSmarter, an incredible app. I mean, you can find them online also. They have a great website. But he is behind the disruptor in the private travel industry. We're going to take a short commercial break, but five lucky listeners are going to win a free pass to the upcoming C-Suite Network, which is taking place on September 13th right here in Midtown Manhattan, New York. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, and you'll automatically be entered. You're tuned to the Mind Your Business Show right here on 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The excitement never ends for the C-Suite Network. Our seventh C-Suite Network Conference is quickly approaching, September the 12th and 13th at the New York Times Center. Attendees will gain insights that are deeply personal and immediately actionable. We've recently brought in such speakers as J.J. Ramberg, Joseph Ripp, Susan Strotberg, and Jeffrey Hirsch. The event begins Monday night, September the 12th, and continues Tuesday, September the 13th, with a full day of programming. Please get registered today.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. TeamAhead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit websitewithbrains.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com and, of course, on the 77 WABC app. Just a reminder, on our website, WABCBizRadio.com, you can access all the previous shows. And, in fact, if you're just tuning in now and you travel, and who doesn't, this show is a not-to-be-missed show. And you will be able to access it. It's usually up by Tuesday following the program itself when it airs. You'll be able to listen to all the previous podcasts. The entire interview with Brian Solis, Jay Baer, Joe Loda, the former MTA chairman here in New York, Doug Pritchard, the president of SodaStream USA, and so many other incredible guests, they're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Well, back to our guest this evening, the CEO, founder, and chairman of JetSmarter, Sergey Petrosov. Now, JetSmarter is a real disruptor, as we discussed so far in the show. Perhaps you can give some more insight to, even though you really explained the aha moment and really gave it over in an incredible way, but what advice would you give to a small or a medium-sized business owner how to constantly stay a step ahead and to kind of keep their eyes open for new innovation?
Yeah, you know, I think that the secret to growth, if broken down into its simplest form, is innovation plus marketing. Meaning, if you're consistently trying to see ahead, meaning where, not where the customer is today, but where the customer could be tomorrow, you'll be constantly innovating. And innovation doesn't have to come in super complex technology. That it could come with just changing and tweaking just the way that your product is offered, like the way it's sold or the way it's shipped. You know, so it's always, it's just staying ahead and testing, you know, sometimes trial and error is really the only way you can learn. And then figuring out the right way to hit your right audience, learning who your right audience is with creative marketing methods. And with today's opportunity in the digital space, marketing is so, there's so many ways, different ways to market your product today in the world that we live, that, you know, you can get exposure in lots of creative ways. as somebody that's building a business, I would say first and foremost, you have to have a really solid team of people that can, you have to understand where your weaknesses are and have a team that fills in those gaps, whether, somebody that's, really good at marketing or someone that's really good at sales, and it's having a really core team. And with a core team, you can really do that. You can innovate well and you can market well. And I think that's probably most important when you're building a company.
Now, you talk about your team, and on your site, of course, jetsmarter.com, so you have a page about aviation experts. Now, I thought that was very cool. Now, of course, many people just do it with the app, but there are going to be some people that have some questions, and you say right on there that it's a 24/7 access, 365 access with the aviation experts. What did you mean by that, aviation experts? I mean, these are people that are not just it's not a clerical job. They have experience in the aviation industry.
Yeah. So yes, that's logistics and private aviation, logistics and aviation. So it, through our app or through the phone, mm-hmm. you can actually talk to real people. So like when you do a booking and before you do a booking, we have a message center in our app where you can actually talk to a human about a booking and get get feedback from them. It sort of adds a human layer into that digital experience. So we have people that, we call it this human touch. You know, we have an aviation team, we have a membership enrollment team, we have a concierge, and we have a high level of touch in the product that we deliver.
That's fascinating you say that, because like Uber, for example, I'm not here to, it's different in that aspect that it's only the app. You just touch it, and of course the driver does come, and to their credit, the driver, they do train them really well. They give you a bottle of water, and they give you potentially better service than you'd get just from an average taxi or car service. But what you're saying is that besides the app, there's a very high level of interaction that they will continue to be retained by JetSmarter and continue to come back to you constantly because of the great service you're giving them.
Yeah, so our businesses, the market is no smaller than the car market, but for Uber to do billions of dollars of transactions, they need to do millions of rides a day. Right. We need to do thousands. So it's totally different, meaning there's a much higher level of touch. So when we do our flights, we have ground experience teams that meet and greet you. There's a high level of touch that goes into doing the customer service. Because our average customer spends much more than what an average, say, car hailing app customer would do.
Of course.
So we provide that, and we make sure that the experience is seamless.
Now, you've said in various interviews that by 2020, which is just 3.5 years away, JetSmarter will be the largest private aviation company. What are some of your top tips for managing and maintaining great vision while still, also managing the all the details of running such a successful company?
Yeah, so based on how quickly we're growing, we believe that we're actually going to achieve that within the next 9 to 12 months.
Wow!
And some some statistics have shown by passenger volume, which this year we're going to move close to 35,000 new passengers by passenger volume. Some show that we almost are there as being the biggest. And then by flight hours flown, hopefully we'll be there in 12 months. Wow. So we've moved very fast. And part of the reason is because we're a virtual business, meaning we don't have to go out and buy the planes, hire the pilots, invest in those infrastructures. Those infrastructures are there.
Right.
And we are strictly the distribution channel and the service element and the product layer. We have well over 400,000 registered users of our app today. I mean, people that are like consistently checking that, over 1 million downloads. And meaning there's a lot of people that are waiting for us just to get to their cities.
Right.
So there are people that are registered that aren't in New York, where we have lots of service. For instance, we don't have seat sharing service in Dallas yet. Or in the Denver area, you can book whole aircraft charters, but we don't have our seat sharing service there, which is what's most disruptive. And when we get to those cities, people will start, you know, there's a lot of people that already have our app, literally tens of thousands that are just waiting. And all we have to do is just continue growing and expanding. So it's that's why we can grow so fast, because we don't have to invest into that physical infrastructure.
Now, it's no secret that you're a millennial. I mean, you were named in the 2016 Forbes as one of the 30 under 30. pretty cool and very, very impressive. What advice would you give to entrepreneurs on how to achieve this level of success at, you know, at a very young age?
Well, first is never stop believing in what you want to deliver. I'd say your worst enemy is yourself, and your biggest competitor is yourself.
Wow.
So as long, you know, as long as you can continue fighting, and you always can know that maybe the exact way that you were moving isn't the right way, but you have to be able to pivot. And I think the most successful entrepreneurs in history, they knew when to pivot and they could stomach the pivot. But that first meaning is that you won't stop. Meaning there's always a way to get to the end. And as long as you believe in yourself and you know that you can walk down and get to that finish line, even though the walk there could be totally different than you anticipated, first it comes psychological. Second, you have to understand your weaknesses, meaning you have to know what you're good at, whether, you know, you're a better manager or you're a better, you know, artist, you're a better innovator, or you're a better salesman. And by knowing your weaknesses, you will know, and you have to be honest with yourself, you'll know what type of people you need to put alongside you to fit and to fill those weaknesses. And if you have that right team that fills it, and you work on the culture, meaning the culture is that there's always a way to get to the finish line. If everyone's on the same boat and everyone's believes that and is almost sick with one vision, you'll get there, because people, you know, you'll have a team of people that will fill your weaknesses, and you guys believe sincerely in where you're going. And you know, if you're the leader of it, you have to show a fearlessness that, you know, there's always a way to get to the finish line, even though it might not be the exact same finish that you were initially anticipating.
You know,
those are probably two basic recommendations that I would give before any certain technicality.
Amazing. I mean, you raised great points. I just want to remind the listening audience, a number of months ago, we had on Julia Waller. She is unique. She actually wrote the book, Unique Ability 2.0. And it was an incredible conversation, also a full hour broadcast, that was all about someone understanding their unique strengths. And she, of course, said it like, and she's one of the foremost experts out there on this, and really explained that you have to surround yourself with people that you're not good at. and Sergey said it straight out, you know, listen, we're all human and God created us all and with unique strengths and unique abilities. And if you have something that you're not good at, be straight up, be honest about it, and just hire those people to fill in the gap. I mean, really great advice.
Yep.
Okay. Well, just another question here that, I mean, and again, in part of the research for this interview. So we noticed about there was a YouTube clip about the high profile investors, including Jay-Z and, of course, executives from Goldman Sachs, Twitter. Any advice that you can give? Obviously, we're not asking anything confidential, but any advice you can give to someone on how to attract and pitch an investor for their next great idea?
Yeah. So how to attract is one thing. How to pitch is a different thing. That's probably determined by the timing and size of your company. How to attract, it's always the right thing to do when you're starting out, is to start from your own network. And it may seem that someone's network is small, but in all reality, the world is so intertwined that, you know, if you really put in the resources or more time, you can probably find certain people that would get interested in your business. And oftentimes in the beginning, you should probably focus on people that have some sort of synergy to your business or could potentially be customers to your business, because they'll understand your story. Which sort of goes into the next thing you say, how you would pitch an investor. And I think when you're starting off early as a company, you have to be a really good storyteller. And if you're not a good storyteller, you need to find someone that can tell your story really well. So it's really about believing in that story, getting someone to believe where the end goal is or what it could be. And as you get later stage in a company, it becomes more bland. Then it's more of here are numbers, here's a graph, you see the line moving up, there's my story. So it's really, it just really depends on the stage of your business. At different times, you start to pitch in a different way.
Incredible advice. On the line with me this evening is Sergey Petrosov. He is the founder, chairman, and CEO of JetSmarter, a real disruptor in the private travel industry. You're tuned to the Mind Your Business Show with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. Five lucky listeners are going to win a free pass to the upcoming C-Suite Network, which is taking place on September 13th right here in Midtown Manhattan, New York. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, and you'll automatically be entered. You're tuned to the Mind Your Business Show right here on 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today. Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals.
The excitement and growth never ends for the C-Suite Network. Our seventh conference is coming up quickly, September the 12th and 13th at the New York Times Center in New York City. The C-Suite Network Conference brings together executives from the most successful companies to share their challenges, success, and lessons learned. Attendees will gain insights that are deeply personal and immediately actionable. We've recently brought in speakers such as J.J. Ramberg from MSNBC, Joseph Ripp, the CEO of Time, Inc., Susan Stratberg, co-founder, CEO, and global co-chair of Women Corporate Directors, and Jeffrey Hirsch, CEO of Hirsch Holdings, just to name a few. The event begins Monday night, September the 12th, with a cocktail reception at approximately 5:30. Top business authors are also on hand to share their books and wisdom. Tuesday, September the 13th, is a full day of programming, including panels, keynotes, and interviews. Get registered today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit websitewithbrains.com.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution, TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. Team Ahead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. And, of course, on the 77 WABC app. My guest this evening is Sergey Petrosov. He is the founder, chairman, and CEO of JetSmarter, a real disruptor in the private travel industry. In case you're just tuning in, the good news is you'll be able to hear the entire episode by going to WABCBizRadio.com. By Tuesday morning, it should be up, and you'll get to hear the entire interview. Sergey, in the few minutes we have remaining, maybe you could talk about some, I don't know, outrageous requests or some pretty funny stories that have come up along the way. Because, I mean, you are servicing business people with very tight schedules, or maybe they have some type of odd requests. Any you care to share?
Odd, of course, there's some really odd requests from, you know, people asking us to transport like tons of gold on airplanes. But I would lean towards some of the great experiences.
Okay,
that
yeah, that's fair.
For people.
That's fair.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, I mean, even just going and checking out our Instagram, you know, we all the time people like something that we do really well is a lot of people ask us to set up an environment on our shuttles where someone's going to propose to their fiance. So like you can see them on our Instagram, and you know they get all prepared and the flight attendants are prepared, and all of a sudden in the middle of the flight, you know, some music turns on, guy gets on his knees and proposes, and all the other passengers are looking at this, don't know what's going on. And so, you know, we've done that. We've done, you know, kids' birthdays. You know, like every, you know, all of a sudden, you know, someone brings out a birthday cake, you know, kids, you know, their parents start to sing for the kid, and all the other passengers on the flight start to sing as well. Like, those are really cool things that we do for people that, you know, that really leave an impact in their lives with really cool memories.
Wow. Now, I mean, this is just another interesting question. Technically, how does it work with the cockpit there? Is there a wall, or people could technically watch the flight in progress from the cockpit? How does that work?
Yeah, they can watch the flight. The pilots have a door that they can close, but oftentimes they don't. So people can watch the flight. And most of the private airplanes, they have screens where you can see what the pilot sees. So...
Wow.
You know, it's an open experience, if we talk about safety and security, all of our members. So before you fly, you run through a TSA no fly list. We run our own background checks on people, and then on top of that, we have our own security details on the ground when you go through these private terminals. But it's a small, intimate environment. You know, of 8 to 14 people. You know, it's almost like a country club in the sky.
Wow. Now, what is the longest flight distance that you've flown so far from point A to point B, direct flight without a stopover?
I would think that the longest nonstop flight we've done is right around like 15 and a half to 16 hours.
Oh, wow. It'd
be like L.A. to Dubai. And then we've done also like from like the Middle East to like the West Coast, which could take around there 15 to 16 hours.
Wow. Now, but how does Wi-Fi work, or service?
Yeah, if the airplane has Wi-Fi equipment, yeah, there will be Wi-Fi.
Wow. My guest this evening was Sergey Petrosov. He is the founder, chairman, and CEO of JetSmarter. In case you're just tuning in and you fly, and who doesn't fly, this is a show that is really a must listen to. And in addition, we covered the incredible topic of seeing what's next And Sergey is someone who described the aha moment of just talking with some people that fly private and the frustration of having to do it with a fax. And like, and then he was like, this can't be. This just can't be. And then took it on himself to really invent and create a disruptor that's out there. And is, and actually this year is on track to being the largest private largest private jet company in America, or is that was the world?
The world.
The world. Amazing. Amazing. Sergey, I can't thank you enough for joining me here in this edition of Mind Your Business. As we bring the interview to a close, any final thoughts, takeaways that you'd like to share with small business owners, medium-sized business owners who comprise the audience of Mind Your Business?
I would say that life is relatively short in the overall experience, and it's not worth it going through long TSA lines and stressful airport experiences. So, make flying fun again and join JetSmarter.
Amazing! Thank you so much for joining me here this evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Excellent. That was Sergey Petrosov on here on Mind Your Business. Stay tuned up next for the John Batchelor Show on 77 WABC and tune in again next Sunday night for another edition right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.